evidence for an abundant old population of galactic ultra-long period magnetars and implications for fast radio bursts, by P. Benyamini et al. Two recent discoveries, namely PSRJ09014046 and GLEAM XJ162759.5 to 523504.3, hereafter GLEAM XJ1627, have corroborated an extant population of radio-loud periodic sources with long periods, 76S and 1091S respectively, whose emission can hardly be explained by rotation losses. We argue that GLEAM XJ1627 is a highly magnetized object consistent with a magnetar, an ultra-long period magnetar, ULPM, and demonstrate it is unlikely to be either a magnetically or rotationally powered white dwarf. By studying these sources together with previously detected objects, we find there are at least a handful of promising candidates for galactic ULPMs. The detections of these objects imply a substantial number, n is greater than or equal to 12,800 plus 19,000, 10100, and n is greater than or equal to 510 plus 500 to 420 for PSRJ09014046 like and GLEAM XJ1627 like objects, respectively, within our galaxy. These source densities, as well as cooling age limits from non-detection of thermal X-rays, galactic offsets, timing stability and dipole spindown limits, all imply the ULPM candidates are substantially older than confirmed galactic magnetars and that their formation channel is a common one. Their existence implies widespread survival of magnetar-like fields for several mir, distinct from the inferred behavior in confirmed galactic magnetars. ULPMs may also constitute a second class of FRB progenitors which could naturally exhibit very long periodic activity windows. Finally, we show that existing radio campaigns are biased against detecting objects like these and discuss strategies for future radio and X-ray surveys to identify more such objects. We estimate that 100 more such objects should be detected with SCA-MID and DSA-2000. This was evidence for an abundant old population of galactic ultra-long period magnetars and implications for fast radio bursts, by P. Benyamini et al.